Podcast 3, Exploring the Pitfalls of E-Learning. Welcome at this third ODL podcast. My name is Paul Prinsloo. I am the ODL coordinator. Since it became known that the Senate Tuition and Learner Support Committee, the SDLEC, has approved the recommendation that UNISA will from 2013 embrace the affordances of technology and design for e-learning, a number of UNISA staff has raised the issue of the pitfalls of embracing e-learning. Those staff warn that we should not be too optimistic regarding the affordances of technology and that we should take cognizance of the pitfalls of e-learning. Surely, we have to take into consideration the pitfalls of e-learning. There is no doubt in my mind about this. But surely there is also pitfalls of not embracing e-learning. While those staff are very adamant that there are dangers in embracing technology, they do not necessarily consider the pitfalls and dangers of not embracing the affordances of technology. Personally, I do believe that the affordances of well-designed e-learning experiences far outweigh the pitfalls. But let me start my argument differently. Distance education is full of pitfalls per se. What do students do if they do not receive their materials in time? What do students do when they cannot find or afford the prescribed textbooks? What do students do when they cannot attend tutorial classes or the group discussion classes offered by lecturers? Because these pitfalls exist, does not prevent us from relying almost exclusively on sending printed materials to students. Because some students cannot afford or find our prescribed handbooks, does not prevent departments from prescribing them. Because not all students can attend tutorial classes or attend the group discussion classes that lecturers offer, do not prevent us from organizing tutorial classes or discussion classes. These pitfalls exist, and somehow we expect students to be successful despite these pitfalls. Yes, there are pitfalls in designing for e-learning. The pitfalls are well documented and researched. There is also increasing evidence of the pitfalls of higher education institutions that do still believe that the printing press is the most recent and reliable technology. The current proposal that UNISA is considering is careful to stipulate a number of critical success factors that will make or break the success of e-learning. Among those factors are the issues of our students' access to technology, their computer skills, and the cost of their connectivity. We should also acknowledge the issue of our lecturers' access to technologies, our lecturers' computer skills, and the cost of connectivity for our lecturers. There's also the pitfall that we may think that what works for psychology 1 will work for economics 1, or what works for accounting will work for philosophy. There's also a danger that we think that one tool or software program will solve all pedagogical problems. As I've stated before, technology does not make bad teaching better. Let me state it clearly, there is no such thing as one size fits all, and the current proposal does not claim it. What the current proposal states is rather a careful consideration of the different factors that may optimize a range of technologies for the benefit of better teaching and better and more effective learning. What does surprise me is the intensity of those who highlight the pitfalls of a strategy that would optimize the affordances of technology. No one denies the pitfalls, but we should also be careful not to deny the potential. It will take a lot of courage and careful consideration to take UNISA forward. The question is, are we brave enough? The question is not whether we can afford to make this move, colleagues. The question is, can we afford not to? Thank you very much. See you next week.